जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवाजकाचार्य स्वामी गिरीश ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी तिलोकवाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद मिथिलापृष्ठ भक्ति सिद्धांत सत्य गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। रंध्राश्रम भागवतम की जय। निताई गौर हरि प्रमानंदे हरि।
जगह है बीच में fold and put on back side and put in there
Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada ki jai Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai So this morning we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam This is Chapter 38, Akruraj Arrival in Vrindavan, text number 27, 25 and 26 does not have any purport, so I'll just read that. Padanitasya khilalokapala kirita jusmal jusma amapadarenu तदर्श गोष्ठे चित कौतुकानी विलक्षितान यब्ज यदांकुशाधई इन द काउहर्ड पश्चर अक्रूर सा द फुटप्रिंट ऑफ दोज फीट हुज प्योर डस्ट The ruler of all the planet in the universe hold on their crowns. Those footprints of the Lord distinguished by such a mark as lotus, barley corn, an elephant, goat, made the ground wonderful, beautiful. Taddarsana halada vidha vriddhasam sambhramaha premnor dharoma sura asrukula kulekshana rathadakshanda sateshva cheshtata prahor munyangri rajas yaho yiti. Increasingly agitated by ecstasy and seeing the Lord's footprints, his bodily hairs standing on end, and because of his pure love and his eyes filled with tears, Akrura jumped down from his chariot and began rolling about among those footprints, exclaiming, "Aha! This is the dust from my master's feet." Text number 27. Dehabhritam Iyam Artha Hitva Dambha. There, no? Bhiyam Sucham Sandesa Yaha Harhe Linga Darsana Sarvana Adibhi Deha Britami Ararto Hitva Dambha Bhiyam Sucha Sandesadyo Harir Linga Darsana Sramanadibhi Deham Britami Ararto Hitva Dambha Sriya Sucham Sandesyado Harir Linga Darsana Sramanadibhi Deham Britami Anartho Hitva Dambham Bhiyam Sucham Sandesyado Harir Linga Darsana Sramanadibhi
Mataji's. Is there any fan here? Any fan here? Why is it coming like this? A pankha bandh kar.
Jai Amritam Yanar Ho.
Dehabritam of embodied beings. Iyan, this much. Artha, the goal of life. Hitva, giving up. Dambha, pride. Bhiyam, fear. Sucham and sorrow. Sandesat, beginning from his being ordered by Kansa. Ya, which? Harehe, of Lord Krishna. Linga, the signs. Darsana, with the seeing. Sramana, hearing about. Adibhi, and so on. Translation and purport. The very goal of life for all embodied beings is this ecstasy, which Akrura experienced when, upon receiving Kansa's order, he put aside all pride, fear, and lamentation, and absorbed himself in seeing, hearing, and describing the things that reminded him of Lord Krishna. Purport. Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Akrura gave up fear by openly showing his love and reverence for Krishna. Even though he or his family might have been punished by angry Kansa, Akrura gave up his pride in being an aristocratic member of society and worship the cowherds of simple village of Vrindavan. And he gave up lamenting for his house, wife and family, which were in danger from King Kansa. Giving up all these things, he rolled in the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Janimilitam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sound Brahma. Bhutair Mahadibhi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamu Supurusam Bhukte Gunan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripa Sindhuvaye Vacha Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasute Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunnabadi Paschatya Desatarine Bhavaradhika Mahadhuri Aswadaya Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
सो वी आर हियरिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम. 10th कैंटो इज नोन एज निरोध लीलया. यू नो टॉक्स अबाउट इफ एनीबडी हु अंडरस्टैंड 10th कैंटो वी डोंट नीड एनीथिंग एल्स इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. दिस 10th कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम हैज 87 चैप्टर एंड 3 चैप्टर ब्रह्म विमोहन लीला इज फ्रॉम डिफरेंट कल्प विच इवन माधवा डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट दैट दे एक्सेप्ट फ्रॉम डिफरेंट कल्प. सो दिस 87 चैप्टर हैव बीन डिवाइडेड इन 5 डिफरेंट सेक्शन. फर्स्ट सेक्शन इज कॉल्ड जन्म प्रकरण और दिस सेक्शन ऑफ कृष्णा अपियरेंस दैट हैज 4 चैप्टर अप टू 4 चैप्टर एंड देन इन 28 चैप्टर फ्रॉम 4 टिल लेटर ऑन इन 28 चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्स अबाउट तामस प्रकरण. Krishna appeared to clear the people who are in ignorance or tamasi pravritti, starting from killing of Putana till Aristasur and finally Kesi and Bhimasur. And then start Rajasi Prakarana. And Rajasi Prakaran start from this chapter, which we are, you know, actually it is from 36, but this 3 other chapter came, so it became 38. So from here till Krishna goes to Mathura, that again 28 chapter. So 4 chapter, 28 chapter, 28 chapter. This is Rajasi Prakaran. So here Krishna punishes all the kings who are in mood of passion. And then balance Dwarika Leela, that are 21 chapter, that is known as Sattvic Prakarana. Krishna dealing with his marriage and all those dealing in Dwarika. And the last one before he leaves in 6th chapter, Krishna describes Krishna's 6 opulences in 6th chapter, that is Bhakta Prakarana, it says, from instructing from Vasudev all the way down. So this way the 10th canto is divided in 5 different sections. This section we are about to hear of starting from 38, it is starting of Rajasi Prakarana, where Krishna is getting ready to go to kill the king. He killed all the Tamasi people, now he wants to kill the Rajasi people. Now Krishna is 14 years, and when he was in Braj, he was always thinking about Devaki and Vasudeva. He wanted to be only in Braj 14 years. And then he wanted to go to Mathura. So the one Mahatma gave very nice why Krishna wanted to be in Braj only 14 years. Actually, after killing Kamsa, Devaki asked to Krishna, why you took so long? 14 years we had to suffer. The Mahatma said, Krishna said, that because in previous life you were Kaikeyi and you asked me to go for 14 year Banvas. Thus,
he felt separation from me for 14 years. He said, then what did Yashoda do? Then Krishna said, she was Kausalya. Even I had gone in forest, but there not even one moment that she forgot me. Therefore, I was always with her for 14 years. Now, the last thing happened was Ras dance here. You know, before Krishna preparation in Tamasip Lila, one of the things. And when Ras dance was going on, you know, after 14 year boy performing Ras dance in India, at least in India I can talk this thing. In West I have hard time to talk. The culture is there that after 13 year the father should not see the face of his daughter. Prabhupada, in one of the talk, he said that 13 years the time that girl gets, you know, period, they are able to be mother. So Prabhupada, in one of the lecture, he said that when his sister was 13 plus, his mother went on a strike and told his father, if you don't get my daughter married now, then I will go and commit suicide by jumping in Ganga. So that was the culture. So before 13 year boy girl mixing, no problem. But after 13 year, you know, boys and girls, they are separated. They have different houses, even in India, many places. In our place, there is a house for the ladies, separate, and for men, separate. It's not pigeon house that everybody stays together, called Kabutar Khana in Bombay. It's not pigeon house that husband, wife, whole family stay together, no. The man has separate house, woman has separate house. These are by the culture, even here in Braj. You know, when Vasudev brought Krishna, then it is mentioned Yashoda Sayane, somewhere Yashoda Bhavane. He brought Krishna in the house where Yashoda was staying, not Nanda Bhavane. He is different and Yashoda is different. So man and woman, the sex was separated, man and woman, not together. That's what happening today. And that's why there are no manhood left. And women, they are losing their thing also. So when Krishna was 14 year, the girls were like 13 year plus or even less. It became talk of town. Everybody started talking. Although Krishna had done so much for Brajvasi, but still, nobody can tolerate if you have done something that can play with my wife and daughter and so on and so forth. So the talk is starting in Braj. Nobody dared to go directly to Krishna to talk. But Prajalpa started. Also happens here. In management, devotee will not go to temple person and say, this is wrong. What they should do? But they will start talking all over Vrindavan. This is what happened in Vrindavan, this happened in Vrindavan. The same way this talk was going, it looks like a parampara of Vrindavan, the talk of this kind of thing. So it came to Krishna's notice when he heard this thing. Then he was very morose and very sad. Of course he was planning, he had already done his part for Braj. He wanted to go to Mathura. So everything was arranged by him. So he asked his good friend Madhumangal. Madhumangal, you must have heard what is going on in Braj. I have become talk of the town. People are talking about Ras Leela and all those things. Please, you are Brahmana. You will not speak lie. Kindly tell me, give me advice. What should I do? And not only that, you are obliged to advise me truthfully. I have fed enough laddu, so you have to advise me nicely. So after thinking, Madhumangal said, out of sight, out of mind. Just go away for some time, people will forget.
So Krishna said, oh, this is a very good idea.
Then he arranged Narada to come. So Narada came, and which we have heard previous chapter. Narada came and he begged the Lord that what for you have come here, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Now it is time that please you finish Kamsa, enough is enough. Krishna said, I want to go there, but I don't want to be uninvited guest. After all, that's my maternal uncle place. If I invited, I don't mind to go. But I don't want to go just like that. Then his name is Narada. You know, people in general, they think Narada means one who makes fight. But the real meaning of Narada is Narada iti Narada. Nar matlab, Nar means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Da means giver. One who arranges everyone to meet with Krishna is known as Narada. So here Narada wanted to make arrangement that Kamsa meets Krishna or Krishna meets Kamsa, either way. Then he went to Kamsa. Look at situation. Krishna was also very disturbed because the talk was going on. And Kamsa was also very disturbed because Aristasura was someone that Kamsa believed that he can do the part. But even he could not do, so Kamsa was morose. He didn't had any more strength or his chamchach or his soldier to fighter, demon. Left was Bhaimasura, which was a small fellow. And then same way, Kesi. Aristasura was something. So Kamsa was very disturbed, disappointed. He was sweating. He didn't know what to do. And then Narada comes there. And Narada asks him, what happened? Why are you so upset? You know, you are the king. You are the boss. Why should you be upset? If you are upset, then whole citizen will become upset. What's the reason? Then Kamsa describes everything, that the son of Nanda has killed all my supporters, all my Asuraj. I don't know what to do. Who is he? So powerful. After killing Aristasura, even Kamsa was ready to come. He was shameless. So he was ready to come to Braj to kill Krishna. But then Kesi and Bhimasura said, no, please, just give one chance to us. We will sacrifice our life for you. So go ahead, do it. See what you can do. Then Narada said, no, you don't know. This Krishna and Balaram, they are not ordinary people. They are the son of Vasudev. Vasudev deceived you. And he took Krishna to Nanda. He is the son of Nanda, Vasudev and Devaki. And Balaram is son of Vasudev and Rohini. They are Vasudev's son. So Kamsa became so angry and he wanted to go and kill Vasudev. Narada said, don't do that mistake. If you go and kill Vasudev, then you know Krishna's power, right? And he is his father. If you kill him, he will come and he will finish you up. Don't do that. Because Kamsa said, how he will finish me up? He said, when he comes here, he will become very angry. So he already powerful man with anger can do anything. Arjuna was powerful, but he was not angry. The whole reason of speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna was to make him angry. For any fight, you need two things, strength and anger. I am sure
Many brahmacharis are stronger than me. This fellow must be stronger than me. I'm old man. Right, Sati Prabhu, you are old man. They are stronger than me. If we fight today, it's a fight with him, and there's no anger he doesn't have, he says, no, Prabhu, please don't do this thing. But if he's angry, he'll come and slap me before I do anything. Right? Anger required for fighting. So Arjuna was not angry. That's why Krishna had to speak Bhagavad Gita to make him angry. So Kamsa, Narada gave a good logic that look, Krishna is already powerful. And if you kill his father, he'll become more angry. I'm not underestimating you. You are also powerful. But he is powerful and angry. Then what to do? He said, best thing, you invite him here. You invite him here in some pleasant way. If you invite him, he will become your guest. So if a guest is there, how will he be angry? Guest cannot be angry. And when he is not angry, then you will kill him easily. Narad wanted to bring together. So Narad Muni is such an expert preacher, dhira, adhira, janak, priya, priya, karav. He pleases Hiranyakashipu, Kansa, everyone, Narad. So devotee of the Lord, they can go anyone. Jagai, Madhai, anywhere they can go, no problem. And we should learn from Narad that now it is time here. We should go out and do the preaching like Narad did. In India, I was talking to the management the other day that in India, there is a best opportunity for preaching today. Never before. Just like hippie movement was there, the best opportunity. In India, there is a best opportunity. Because government is bringing all the Hindu together. Right? They do not know what is called Sanatana Dharma and what is called Hindu Dharma. They are talking a lot about Sanatana Dharma, Hindu Dharma. They are confused. At least we know what is called Sanatana Dharma. So this is the opportunity. The parents do not want their children to become Christian or Muslim or something like that. They want them to remain Hindu. But children are asking, what do you mean by Hindu? Because the children are already 75% Christian. Earlier, name used to be Bhagwan Das, Purushottam Das. Now all the names are like Christian name. Earlier people used to have dhoti, kurta, sikha. Now how many Hindu have dhoti, kurta and sikha? Maybe in Braj. So the dress is already Christian. Eating habit, they eat anything and everything. Just like waste. So they are already 70%, they are converted. Only 25%. Therefore it becomes easy. So this is the opportunity for us to go out and preach. Distribute more books. We can do more books. Preaching is okay, but book can give more. Better Prabhupada books can tell what is Sanatana Dharma. This is the best opportunity to be representative of Narad Muni. Go to anywhere. I was just in East UP, and one section of East UP, like Balrampur, Gonda, and all those area, they have become like Buddhist. They hate sadhu. It is like Arunachal Pradesh. When you go like this, they'll kill you. So if you go this side, they'll not kill, but they'll throw eggs and everything on you. So situation is becoming very bad. In Bihar, there is a state all the way on the border of Bengal. They have holiday on Friday. Whole India has holiday on Sunday, but they holiday on Friday. So all these things is there. Open your eyes. Instead of being in Vrindavan, get out and do some preaching. Become real Goshtanandi. We need lot of preacher to do the preaching. Be representative of Narad. Like Narad went to pass the message to Kansa. Anyway, come back here on Bhagavatam. I can give class on that one. different times, sometimes. What is the situation of whole India today? Then Kamsa immediately called all his ministers and he said, this is what Narada Muni has said, what should we do? They wanted to, the goal was to kill Krishna. So he called Charu, Mustik and all those people and they did a strategic planning, what do you call it? Strategic planning? So Kamsa did a strategic planning. And how Krishna will come? Then Narada had advised that, you know, do something. So he did Dhanurjagya, right? Because Krishna is favorable to Jagya. He likes Jagya. Anywhere where Harikatha going on, some kind of religious thing going on, that Lord has some connection. So they plan for that. So all the arrangement is done. Now, how to bring Krishna here? Who will go to bring Krishna here? That was other thing. Other thing in 10th canto Bhagavatam, as I said, this 10th canto Bhagavatam is divided in 5 different sections. In this 10th canto Bhagavatam also shows how Krishna there are 5 kind of devotees who were in distressed condition and Krishna made them happy. One was Mother Earth. She was distressed. So Krishna, by killing all the demons and finally Mahabharata war, he made Mother Earth happy. Second devotee was Vasudev and Devaki. So Krishna wanted to go, but he had used 2 times Akrura and 1 time Uddhava as a messenger. So here he used Akrura as a messenger. Now Akrura was the prime minister of not only Kamsa, but even his father. And he also became prime minister later on to Maharaj, you know, Maharaj Surasen, you know, like he became prime minister 3 generations, he became prime minister 3 times. Anyway, so first time he came here, he was sent as a messenger. But there are no message. Only 1 message was there. If messengers are coming, then a message had to be given to messengers. And messengers supposed to deliver the message as it is, not saying anything. But here, Akrura was given free hand. He has blank check. Purpose was to bring Krishna. Whatever need to bring, bring Krishna. Second time, for the devotee, when Krishna has gone to Mathura, killed Devaki killed Kamsa and made Devaki, Vasudev and all the other Vishnu Vanshi happy. That was second one. Third one, the Brajvasi were unhappy. Again, here one thing is coming, that maybe I should say that. When Kamsa, no, let me finish this. So Kamsa sent Akrura, and that was Devaki and Vasudev. Now Brajvasi, they were unhappy because Krishna promised that after killing Kamsa he will come. But he never came. He went to Sandipani Ashram here, there. When he came back, that time, Krishna was thinking about Brajvasi. You know, what should be done. He was thinking about Brajvasi, that they should not feel that I'm ungrateful. I had, you know, told them that I will come. But
I have not gone. So he wanted to send someone to with his message, which is none different from him. He wanted someone to go. There was a truth person at least. The many were there. Balaram himself could have come. Because Akrur could have come. But if Akrur would have come and given a message, there would have been Mahabharata in Braj with Akrur. They already gave him name Akrur. But he is Krur. And they curse him also. Then whom to say? Then Krishna sent Uddhava. Uddhava. Uddhava is none different from Krishna. And his name also is Uddhava. One who can bring relief from these suffering people. And Uddhava is also known as Utsav. So like we have Utsav Murti, which is non-different from Krishna. So Uddhava is like Utsav Murti, coming from Mathura to Braj. Now, why he was sending? When he sent to pacify as a messenger, Uddhava said, don't worry. While choosing Uddhava, look at what Sukadeva Goswami describes. Vishnam pravara mantri krishnasya daita sakha shishyo brihaspati sakchat Uddhava buddhi sattamaha. He was the minister of whole Vishnu Vansa. There are many ministers were there. But he was the topmost minister. Pravara. Pravara means one who is respected everywhere. There are many people who are respected all over places. But their wife and children does not respect at home. Uddhava was not like this. He was respected everywhere. Anyway, that qualification of Uddhava is like anything. And then, when Uddhava was sending him, this verse is Tama aha bhagavan prishta bhaktam aikantina kochik grihtva paninam pani prapanna artha haro hari. This word paninam pani. Same thing I was going to talk. The Kansa also did this thing. When he called Akrurji, he also, you know, hold his hand. He said, iti agyapa arthantantram ahuya yadapungavam gritva paninam panim tato akrur uvachaha. Again, gritva paninam pani means he hold the hand. Paninam pani, holding the hand. Akrur also did and Krishna also did. Paninam pani has three meaning. One meaning is, hey, I am doing business, but my business is not doing good. Let us join the hand. We work together. Be my partner. This is one, paninam pani. Other paninam pani is like in marriage. They are called pani grahan. Pani grahan, husband wife meeting, called Pani Grahan, holding the hand, means meeting heart to heart. And other of Pani Grahan means shaking hand with a friend, like Brahma, Krishna did with Brahma, shaking the hand. There also Pani Nam Pani has been used. So shaking the hand with a friend. So here, in this both thing, Kansa is also saying Pani Nam Pani, and Krishna is also saying Paninam Pani. That means Kansa is saying in one way, look, I tried killing Krishna, but I am not successful. Why don't you join together? You do something for me. I'll do everything for you.
So this is also Pani Nam Pani. But other side, when he shake the hand with Uddhava, Uddhava knew about Krishna, that how night time he does not sleep. He cried for the gopis. He dreams about Vrindavan and Brajavasi. Krishna knew the, Uddhava knew the pain of Krishna. So there, Pani Na Pani means heart to heart, like marriage. Whatever there in the heart of Krishna, he is giving to Uddhava. So Uddhava told, why are you upset? Why are you crying? Don't worry. I am disciple of Brihaspati. I will go there and, I will make everything all right. Don't worry. He said, don't do this mistake, Uddhava. Never think. You don't know this Brajavasi. They will not be pacified by your M-Tech, B-Tech knowledge, which you have learned from Brihaspati. They will be pacified only if they get message from me. He said, Gaccho Uddhav Brajam Somme Pitarano Pitrimavaham. He said, to my parents, you can just say, I am okay, everything fine here. What do parents want? They want to see their children happy. Just tell, I am happy, very peaceful, nice chapan bhog coming every day, nobody is here sleeping peacefully, no problem, don't worry. Just tell this thing. He said, so what is between there? I'll go and tell Gopi Jal. I said, no. Gopi Naam Mad Biyogadhi. There are three kind of distress. Adhi, Vyadhi, Mansik, Saridik, or kya hai? Daiv. Daihik, Daivik, Daivik. So he said, Adhi means mental disease. Right? Gopi Naam Mad Biyogadhi. Gopi, they are mentally disturbed. Your saying Krishna is okay is not going to help. Then he said, okay, then what should I do? He said, I will give them letter. Mat sandeso vimochayan. By my love letter, mat sandeso. He said, sandeso, not one, sandeso. Means Krishna wrote letter for each gopi separately according to their relationship. He wrote Paradharani separately, Lalita separately, Visakha separately, everyone. So you can imagine how many letter Krishna Uddhava had to carry. But when he was sending Akrur, he did not say anything. Because there, Pani Naam Pani was, my business is not doing good, please help me out. So what did he do? He got a beautiful golden chariot made. See, Krishna is in the heart of everybody, Paramatma. So why should Krishna come on a chariot which are used by Kamsa or his soldiers? So Krishna gave him good brain. Baba, if you want me to bring Mamaji, then I am Brahmin. In India, we say the maternal uncle, the mama, and the boy is known as क्या बोलते हैं भांजा भांजा को क्या बोलते हैं नेफ्यू सब में हो जाता है यार नेफ्यू ओके टू आर मैटरनल अंकल साइड द नेफ्यू इज कंसीडर एज ब्राह्मण मामा के लिए भांजा जो होते हैं वो ब्राह्मण के समान होते हैं सो ब्राह्मण हैड टू कम इन सम डिफरेंट चैरियट सो न्यू गोल्डन चैरियट वाज मेड टू ब्रिंग Krishna. And Akrur also has all old chariots, so maybe Akrur will also be happy. So Kamsa was a politician, so he arranged his way. And Akrur said, very good, to bring Krishna, this is befitting chariot. That Pani Naam Pani is different than this Pani Naam Pani. So anyway, to make gopis or Brajvasi happy, he has sent, Uddhava. Then once, after all the kings were killed, then towards the end,
that is in Sattvic Prakaran, he sends Akrura once again to Hastinapur. And there he gave message. Krishna gave a message and left Akrura to do freely whatever he wants, because Akrura is the minister. So he does according to time, place and circumstances. So minister, messenger. Messenger will only repeat what his boss has said. Same tone, same aggression, everything had to be as it is. But minister, after delivering the message, he is a minister, so he will also advise. Just like Angad, he was a minister. So when he went to Ramar, he gave the message. But same time he advised also, he gave buddhi also. Same Hanuman, they gave buddhi. So Akrur was minister. And Uddhava was also minister. But Uddhava could not do anything, because Krishna said, only contact with the parents about us. That's it, period. What gopi, don't play around. You cannot do anything, just only deliver this letter. Not even say anything. Just deliver the letter. The letter has all the emotion. The gopi will understand what I mean to say. So anyway, let us come back. So this is way, and then towards the end, after Mahabharata, the sixth chapter describes guna prakaran, that is for a devotee. So in this way, this tenth canto starts from very beginning to paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya chidushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge, how he had killed, for whom, and who were tortured by these people. Here Akrur comes. Actually, when Akrur heard, you know, evening time he was called and morning time he was supposed to leave. Now we come back on this Rajas Prakaran, when Akrur is about to leave. When he heard, he was thrilled. He knew who Krishna is, but he was a minister, so he had to play part of minister. He had to say, yes, my lord, to Kansa for everything. Even the guy was rascal. And he heard from Narad Muni. Now it was more clear. When Narad told that who is Krishna Balaram, Akrura is also there. He heard everything. So when he heard that, wow, Kansa is sending me. And Kansa told him why he wants him to bring. All blueprint gave to Akrur. And he said, you know the best how to do it. So Akrur said, all right. He went whole night, he couldn't sleep. Not out of fear, but out of joy. Such a great fortune. All glory to King Kansa, my spiritual master. Yes, the duty of a spiritual master is send disciple to Krishna. And Kansa is sending Akrur to Krishna, the spiritual master. So he was so thankful to Kansa for, you know, sending him to Krishna. He couldn't believe his fortune. And whole night he was planning what he will do. Whole night he was thinking. And early morning, looks like this season was there, summer season. So early morning is better, you know. So early morning, summer season is better to go early morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Winter season you have accident, morning time, 4 o'clock. There are fog too much. So it was, looks like summer season anyway. So early morning, Kansa, he left. One of the acharyas said, when Akrur sat there, and when he started thinking about Krishna, everything became Krishna conscious. Chariot became Krishna conscious. Horses became Krishna conscious. Everything became Krishna conscious. This is the power of Krishna consciousness. Darsana pavitra kara etu margon. Just by audience of a Vaishnava, one gets purified. So everything became Krishna conscious. And Akrur was sitting, and his mind was in Krishna. You are thinking about Krishna. So around him, whole Abha was Krishna conscious atmosphere. Then the horse became Krishna conscious. Akrur never said, no, you are thinking, and horse, they are coming. Nobody told how to go, left, right, nothing. They knew what, where they are going and what for they are going. They were also so happy that we will have opportunity to have darshan of Krishna. We are so fortunate that we will carry Krishna here. Look at the horses, what they were thinking. So this is the power of Krishna consciousness. Just like Rupa Goswami, when he was writing the books in Tirukadam, we all know when there was any book about Bira, then all the leaves used to fall, and when there was something to joy, they become green. So how? By the Krishna consciousness of Rupa Goswami. Same way, by the Krishna consciousness of Akrur, the whole atmosphere was Krishna consciousness. Chariot was Krishna conscious. Tire never punctured. I mean, there's no tire in that, but anyway, nothing happened in chariot. Anything could have happened. Nothing happened in chariot. Horses were well. They didn't feel tired or anything. Of course, not too far. That was the way to come to Vrindavan, even when we came, right? Radharaman Maharaj, in 76. That time we came by Tanga. Bus was coming once a while, but Tanga was there. So, horse cart. Anyway, so when Akrur reached evening time, up to the border, now you can see the speed of the chariot. The speed of chariot was same as the speed of Akrur. Akrur was thinking, otherwise 10 kilometers coming from there to here from morning, will it take evening time? It will take 12 hours? Can anybody believe it? Logically also? 1-2 hours maximum. Even road was bad still, 1-2 hours. But it took 12 hours. Because horses were also thinking, whatever he was thinking, they were also thinking same thing. So both have same speed. And finally, they came before sunset. So before sunset, in summer season, 1.5 hour is still bright. You know, from 6 o'clock till 7, something like that. 5:30. Anyway. So it was bright still. And when he reached on the border of Vrindavan, then his meditation broke. So when his meditation broke, then he sat down. And when he sat down, he saw the footprint of Krishna. And just by seeing the footprint of Krishna, Braj Raj, the three places, Jagannath Puri is famous for Mahaprasad. Navadvip is famous for Harinam. And Braj is famous for Braj Raj. So when Akrur saw Braj Raj, he couldn't hold himself. He was so emotionally charged. I will say devotionally charged. Sorry, not emotionally. He was so devotionally charged. We are emotionally charged. I remember once in 76 only, we were doing Parikrama Vrindavan. Radha Govind Mahavai there. And in Chirghat, there was a mud, you know, really kandai, kichad, mud. And the hogs were having their air condition time there, air condition room, right? So Radha Govind Mahavai said, these hogs are so transcendental, so fortunate that they are having, you know, the wonderful time in the Raj of Vrindavan, Raj of Vrindavan. So there was other spot like that only, with mud, we all jumped in that. We also jumped in that. You were there with us that time? We jumped in that, and we also took that mud. We didn't care for our cloth or anything. So that was emotion. Emotion is different than devotion. If today somebody say, come on, let's go and jump that. Come on, forget it, I will not do that. I will think, hey, my cloth is very costly, you know, get dirty, what people will think. So many things are there, right? But those days, emotion is such a high. But Akuru did not have emotion, he had devotion. So anyway, I think time is passing, right? Up to what time? I'll finish it up, okay? I'll keep the book one side. So, he saw that thing and he understood the glory of those dust. And what he had been thinking, and he had totally purified, Ramancha Kampa, all those things came in him, a Satyavivkar, and he jumped. He jumped and he started rolling on the ground. This is the perfection of human life. To hear about Krishna, have darshan of Krishna, and what is there? Three things are there. Linga, darshanam, sramana adibhi. Bas, two things, right? Linga, darshanam, sramana adibhi. This is perfection. From the time he left Mathura till he came here, he was fully Krishna conscious. He was seeing Krishna just in thought. Darshana. And then he was talking about Krishna. When I go there, will Krishna recognize me? Will he call me my uncle? All those things he was talking. We have heard earlier, right? And now when he reached, he saw this dust linga. You know, the footprint of the Lord. And he jumped and started rolling the ground. So that is the perfection of our life. So when we come to Vrindavan, this is what we are supposed to do. This is what we are supposed to do. Hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be surcharged with emotion or devotion. One of these. Even emotion you can roll on the ground, or devotion you can roll on the ground. And most important is hear about Krishna. So when you come to Vrindavan, it is good to do parikrama and all these things, which is very good. But that will only remain eye exercise if we don't hear about Krishna. The most important is hearing about Krishna. That is the message given by Sukadeva Goswami specifically in these three verses. In this verse particularly. The perfection of human life, to have darshan of Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram and hear Harikatha. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment? I know time is up. Everybody hungry. Was a Kasi yesterday. So I think we'll find anything. Anybody? All right. Granthrashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.